Vikings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That line was one baseball coach Keith Prater said to his team often, reminding them not to give up, to hustle, and to do what's right. Dozens of people gathered Tuesday night to honor Coach Prater as he was inducted into the RCSHS Hall of Fame. Prater passed away during his battle with leukemia after leading his team to win the regional championship in May of last year. Rowan's boys basketball coach Sean Thacker was instrumental in bringing Prater to Rowan County. Thacker said Prater went above and beyond for students.
He had great compassion for his players, and he had a great deal of patience with his players. He wouldn't give up on kids. He wasn't one that would throw in the towel. He didn't give up on kids. He would go as long as he could possibly go with someone until you put him in a position that he couldn't defend you. But he always wanted to give somebody every opportunity that he could to be successful, you know, and that's one of the things that we have here. You know, everybody deserves that chance. Everybody deserves their shot. And, you know, he believed in that.
Rowan's boys basketball team was hosting Lewis County on Tuesday night, the school where Prater taught before coming to Moorhead. Scott Collins is the new Viking baseball coach. He took over when Prater became ill at the end of the 2017 season. Collins says Prater was more than a coach to the students and players, and even to the other coaches.
I'm older than Coach Prater was, and a lot of times you look up to people when they're older than you. I actually looked up to Coach Prater. Great family man, great husband, great parent, great father, great son, great brother. It was just all those things, and, you know, we as coaches, the rest of us have kids as well, and we looked at that. We wanted to be more like Coach Prater. Off the field. You know, there's more to it than just on the field.
Prater left behind a host of family members and his wife, Misty. She says she knows her husband would be proud.
In so many ways, he touched people that was a lasting impression. And during the reception, you heard people talk about it was not just about coaching. Of course, a lot of people, that's how they will remember him, is because of coaching, but he was a big family guy. And as far as him receiving this award in our family, we couldn't be any more proud.
The sadness of Prater's loss was coupled with fond memories. Football coach Kelly Ford talked about the late coach's love of a good prank.
We come out of old middle school, been working ball games all night, and we always used to scare each other. Well, I dropped my guard one night. And I come out, locking the door up, wasn't paying attention. Swear he had the camera on me, and when he jumped behind me, he scared me so bad I was just dancing in place and didn't know what was going on. And you know, those fun. That's the way I remember Coach Prater.
The Praters have two daughters, Kennedy and Carson. Misty says it's bittersweet to know Keith's photo will be on the wall when they get to high school.
I know when they come to the school one day and they see his picture, it will be good and a constant reminder that he's always around. Because the joke was, when the girls come to high school, he would be here, and he said he could always keep, you know, a close eye on them. So I'm super happy about that, that they will always have that reminder going up and down the hall. At the same time, it's just not fair that he's not here to see them through.
For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers.